this kind of stuff that this king is trying. Who are these people?
The people who believe in holiness. Period. He said, these people, they will be here, and there will be more and more and more of them. Because that's what the universe is going for.
You remember we talked about the general movement of the universe as far as we know, which is a movement towards compiling consciousness and self-consciousness. This is what's going on. If you look at the earth, you know the earth, right? We don't talk about the outer. And the earth, life started, we don't know what it is, it's a magical stuff. We know zilch about life. But we know this magic happened here. And we believe that we have some clues that, okay, it started simple, an amoeba, and it transformed itself to this gentleman. The transformation is quite clear. Step by step, an animal with better consciousness, better understanding of itself, and better understanding of outside, comes to this gentleman now. That amoeba's environment is a couple of millimeters space, right? That amoeba has no understanding of anything else. This gentleman knows about the galaxies and subatomic particles and him and all that. This is quite obvious that what's happening. So if you want to guess what will be here in a couple of hundred years, there are two things. Either there are life or not. If there is life, it will be more conscious. It will be much, much better than us. Because that's the way the things are. Look at them. Compare yourself with the people of 100 years ago, then go to 1,000 years ago, then go 10,000, then don't go 100, 50,000, because that's where there is human. Then go to chimp, then go back millions of years. What you will see? Further you go back, the simpler they are, and there are fewer of consciousness. So it's consciousness, becoming conscious. We will talk about it a lot, if you're ready. I hope you're ready. Then, this is the first king. So the consciousness will be here, either you swim towards it or not. And we reminded you in this story that it's for your own good to do it. Of course, it's for our good as well. Then, there is another side to this. Jealousy of you is believing in your individuality. The first one was jealousy. The second one is self-centered. That's the part that you will make an idol. How do you make an idol, you tell me?
You can make an idol out of gold.
Exactly. You gather a piece of gold, then you form it. You shape it, right?
Yes.
Then you worship it, right? That's idol making. Have you done that? Yeah. I believe you collected a little bit of good values here and there. Then you formed it, you shaped it, and you admired it. Because whenever I talk to you and I say, what do you think? You go to this idol of yours, which is a facade, because it's outside. The picture you project is the idol. Don't you project the picture? Everybody is doing it. And you love it. And if somebody doesn't like that, burn them! And that's good. Because the people who go in that fire, they are saved. That fire will only burn you. Remember the story, right? Now see, paragraph by paragraph. First of all, let me tell you, the second one is the follow-up of the tradition of the first one. I'm not talking about another stuff. That jealousy is here as well. So there is this tradition. Then he talks about the black water. You know, with admiration you out of the water. He said, the ego is the black water. It's the source of all ego. He said, by that I mean,
you could think that, okay, so we, like everyone else, I made an idol. He said, no. This idol of the ego is the mother of all the idols. You will expand this family of your idols. You will admire this part of you. You will admire that part of you. And everybody should be around to admire all the different pictures you project. This is a tradition came to you, and you will drink this black water. Open your eyes. A part of this universe that you see and doesn't exist, there is another universe which you don't see and it exists. This is the difference. Because the universe you believe in, this was the lady. You lady atheist, the universe you look at is this, right? Does this exist? No, it did. Moment ago. That was I was pointing out. This is a different one. Every moment is a different universe, and every universe which is here was not here a moment ago. And what will happen to this universe a moment later? Will go away. So this is bisolat, means it doesn't stay, it just goes out. And there is an explanation to that word, sabat. Because in Arabic it carries two different meanings. Not really two, but when it goes around. When you say something which is solid, means something which is stable and doesn't move. It's strongly there. But another one is when something is proved. Definitely. Therefore, the belief in it is always there. Both are in here and say, there is a good universe which is solid. But it's not visible with this eye. And this universe you look at is not solid. The illusion will tell you it is solid. There are two different universes, and that's the salvation. Do you know what the problem of the salvation is? After all these explanations, you say, but at the end of the story, let me honestly tell you, when I explain that you are like this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and you should change your point of views to see that this fire doesn't burn. This giving up something, polishing, you don't lose really. You will become shiny. By losing something, you will not really lose. You will be different, of course. But remember, we don't believe that this is automatically done and you learned it, you could do it. We, in here, we believe in something else. If you want to work with us, please notice these differences. You believe in your personal effort, you're atheist or whatever, and you have this and that and that and that, we show you this universe and we'll tell you in you there is a tendency towards good or bad. Yes, this is how you are made, because you have a nature, and that nature could make this trip easier for you or more difficult to you. There are some people that deep down they are made like that to have a lot of difficulties to give up the ego. There are some people that are born egoless. So don't make a cliche, and there is no one point to another point. Because we believe in somebody who will make the chance happen or will eliminate the chance. We believe in another power in this universe. Why do we do that? Because there is one part of that power that we love. Which one of that is? There is a power, an active stuff out of this universe.